It's not an autopsy to investigate the UFO.
It's not in our charter to investigate the UFO. It's not in our charter to investigate the UFO. Yeah, that's from Overlords of the UFO, that 1976 classic. What year was that thing? 76 scientific news documentary. Yep. It's not in our charter to investigate the UFO. Well, what exactly is your charter, man? What is your charter? If it isn't to investigate the UFO, what exactly are you doing, NASA? You fucking space agency. Yeah, I don't know, people. I don't know. I'd have to say the movie documentary. Overlords of the UFO. I'll double check this. Keep in mind that this was a scientific news documentary. Overlords of the UFO. Yeah, that first came out in like, fuck. Oh, come on. What the fuck? Nobody's got any history here. It's all bullshit. Bullshit, bullshit. 1976. Yep, IMDb, fuck you. This documentary puts forth the theory that all UFOs are actually beings from another dimension. Beings from another dimension that have traveled here utilizing some type of technology we don't really know. Could involve vibrating crystals that connect to your mind, you know, so that you can, I don't know, reach a harmonic level of total cosmic understanding as you drift through space in some type of suspended greasy slump, and you've got all kinds of tubes inside of you pumping out waves, pumping in nutrients and rat turds, and yeah, I mean, the Geiger guy, the guy that did the futuristic dark gothic crap for Aliens, H.R. Geiger, whoever, he could show you what it would look like in the transportational pod with all the tubes and the injectors and the drills that drill into your skull and insert tiny pellets of something. They're not going to tell you what it is until it's too late. This documentary puts forth the theory. So yeah, 1976 is when this scientific news documentary is put out. Directed by G. Brooks Stanford, writer W. Gordon Allen, who ostensibly was a famous newscaster in the Pacific Northwest. I mean, I was 6 years old, so I wouldn't be able to tell you that, but I did live in the Pacific Northwest. As stated previously, we had like three channels, you know, three channels. That does look terrible. It works. It looks worse on video, but it looks terrible. Anyways, I don't care. It's probably the Scrumbiak. If your entire diet amounts to stuff that you can buy at Chevron and you only eat out of cans, you're not gonna live a long time, but that's okay. That's okay. I'm not really sad about any of this. I bought this hand lotion and it's helping. It is helping. But I think I did a lot of damage. I did a lot of damage to these hands. Last year, I used laundry detergent for a while to wash dishes, and I injured myself by scraping my hand on the sidewalk, and I'm still paying the price for that. I don't know how many layers of epidermis were disintegrated and dried out and destroyed by using laundry detergent to wash dishes. And if you say, Dan, why do you use laundry detergent to wash dishes? You know why? Because I didn't give a shit and I didn't have any money. And if you don't give a shit and you don't have any money, in the economic calculation of self-value, one will do things like smoke cigarettes and do crack and use laundry detergent to wash dishes. It just happens. It's not a big deal. It's life. Sometimes people make mistakes. But if you're traveling in deep space and you have the cosmic consciousness and you've reached the final state of awareness, you don't need to worry about blemished hands or dry, cracked skin. You don't need to worry about that. In the depth of deep space, you don't have to worry about any of this at all. Except for maybe the COVID, right? Even if you're traveling in the invisible dimensions, that fucking virus, it's cagey. It squeezes into the tiny spaces that are out there, the little cracks in the universe that CERN is creating. Fuck you, CERN. Fuck you, virus. Fuck you, everyone.